Hello there. Hi, this is Christian from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are very needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you there. Let's start the survey. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Independent.
Independent, okay. Okay, let's see here. This November, there will be an election for U.S. president and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain?
Very certain.
Okay, thank you. Next, first of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
Much too high.
Much too high. Thank you. The school district you live in, the Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, this bond money would be used to increase school security, construct new schools, make repairs and renovation or on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings and expand technical job skills training that prepares students to fill today's high-paying, in-demand jobs. Knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more school building and renovation projects, please answer if you would vote yes or no to each of the following three bond options. Okay, so the first option is a $750 million bond at a cost of $1.97 per month in higher property taxes, equal to $23.61 a year in every $100,000 of home value, but would have some of the school building projects. Would you vote yes or no?
Probably no.
Okay, thank you. Option two, an $850 million bond at a cost of $2.29 per month in higher property taxes, equal to $27.43 a year for every $100,000 of home value, which would pay for many but not all new school buildings projects needed. Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And option three, a $950 million bond at a cost of $2.44 per month in higher property taxes, equal to $29.31 per year for every $100,000 of home value, which would meet all the school building and other service expansion needs of the district. Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay, thank you. Next, lastly on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skills training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value. Would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Following up, opponents to tax increase in ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give us as a reason for voting yes. Rate each as either a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all reasons for you to vote yes or no to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. The first one statement says, school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Do you think that's very that statement is very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Somewhat persuasive.
Somewhat persuasive. Okay, thank you. Despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-20 schools. It is up to the Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise their teachers' pay. Do you think that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive?
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay, thank you. Somewhat persuasive. Next one. CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education status as one of the best schools district in the state. Voters should continue to support the district's bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Do you think that's very persuasive, not somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Not persuasive. Okay. This is the next statement. Continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Not persuasive.
Okay. Next one, expanding Cherry Creek's innovation campus and skills training will improve more students at a career path for certification to a high-paying, in-demand jobs such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver metro area, but turns students into productive taxpaying citizens. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not too persuasive.
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay, thank you. Next one, passing the mill levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of its competition, neighboring school districts, in keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet student needs. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Not persuasive.
Okay, thank you. Next one, adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands of students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And the last statement here says, passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring education program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students. Very persuasive somewhat or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Someone. Okay, thank you so much. And here, hold on, give me a second here. Give me a second. All right, here we go. After hearing all of this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teachers' pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $1,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
And lastly, these questions are just for statistical purposes. What is your gender? Male, female, or other?
Female.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your age? Between 18 and 39, between 40 and 54, between 55 and 64?
For the last one.
Between 55 and 64?
Right.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 or under?
No.
Okay. And do you... And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me if you're race, white Caucasian, black African American, Latino Hispanic, Asian Pacific Islander, or other?
White.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Ma'am, thank you so very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. Have yourself a great night, okay?
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.